And the Maisa of Reb Shimon ben Yochai in Shabbos, and that's Lamed Gimel, the Gemara brings the Maisa that it's talked about a lot after in Sfiras HaOmer, the sense of Lag BaOmer, and that's the time when Reb Shimon ben Yochai has his Hilula, and the Chidos says that Rabbi Kiva went to Chachmei Dorum if there's Talmidim died, and he found them, one of them was Reb Shimon ben Yochai, and that's when they brought back Torah. So Gemara says, and it has to do with our Inyan now. The Gemara says that Reb Shimon ben Yochai, somebody talked on him to the Malchus that he said something not nice about the Malchus. So he ran away. He and his son, Reb Lozer, they ran away to the Beis HaMedrash. And every day his wife used to bring food, bread and water, and they used to eat that. Then when the Gzeiros became stronger, they started looking out for them more. So he told his son, Noshim Daiton Kala Alim, women are Daiton Kala, and maybe the Malchus will come and they'll get out from her information. Maybe they'll torture her or they'll demitire her. And she'll tell out that he's in the Beis Medrash. So they ran away and they went to a Myra. They had a nest and they had the tree of the Charuvim, the boxer tree, and the Mayan of water. And there they sat and they learned Torah for 12 years. And the Gemara says that they used to take off their clothes and they sat in this tent. And then when it came to Idan Tzlui, when it came the time of davening, so they used to put on their clothes and daven, and then they took it off again. Because they didn't want their clothes to become ruined from the sand, so they kept it on the side. So Tosfos was by us and David Dalaf asks that they were potter from Tefillah. So why did they have to put on their clothes for Tzlui? So Tosfos says that it means for Kriyat Shema. They used to read Kriyat Shema. And the Yerushalmi, it's interesting, what would the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi says that Shimon HaChai didn't read Kriyat Shema. So what would be then Tzlui? The Maisa is also brought in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi just says that they went to Myra for 12 years. It doesn't mention the fact that they davened. So there's always a place to say that the Yerushalmi held the Maisa different, that they didn't daven. Kopanim, then it says after 12 years they came out of the Myra. Eliyahu said they could come out. And they came out and they saw people were Choresh and Zareh. They were working in their fields. They said, Manichin Chai Oilam Boiskin Chai Sho. So every place they looked, so was Nisraf. The world couldn't hold out from the Kedusha and from the Zvekas of Reb Shimon ben Yochai and his son. So it came out of Baskon and said, you came out to be Machriz, my world. Go back to your Myra. They went back to the Myra for 12 months, and then they said, no, they could come out. They went out of the Myra after 12 months, because they said, Amishpat, again, and it's 12 months, more than 12 months, it can't be Amishpat. They came out, and Baskel said, Yotumi Maraschim. So they went out. Wherever Reb Lozer used to make a marker from seeing Alom Hazeh, so Reb Shimon used to be Marape. He understood that the world has to be Miskayim. So he told his son, it's enough that me and you will be Mekayim the Rotzim Hashem of learning all the time. Then, when it came Friday, Erev Shabbos, so they saw an old man was running, and he was holding two Hadassim. They told him, why are you holding two Hadassim? So they said, it's the Kovod Shabbos. They asked him, one is enough. So he said, one is Keneged Zohar, one is Keneged Shomer. So he told his son, Chazik, Kamal Chaviv in Mitzvahs al Yisrael, Yosef Daitayus. They had Yishuv Hadass, that people are Choviv Mitzvahs. So we could say that since Reb Shimon ben Yochai, his Shita was to learn all the time. And his Shita was also that you have to learn Amanas L'Kayim. So when they saw in the beginning, they saw them doing Olam Hazes, they said they're not learning. But then when they saw that the Darg of Chaviv was a very high Darg of Chaviv was of Mitzvahs, so they were Melamed Shkus, and they said that their bemis, they learn all the time. Their das is to learn. Only that the chavivus of the mitzvah, their mafsik, and they to be mekayim mitzvahs. So in the mele, Yosef daitayu, because also they have to be mafsik, can they to do mitzvahs. It's interesting to point out, according to this mitzvah, the pshat and the piyut, it says, Bar yachai moishav tov yashavto, yoim nasto, yoim asho borachto. Vimor is tsurim, asho nachbeisa. Shom Kaniso Hoyt Chova Adorecho. So it says, Yoim Nasto, Yoim Asher Borachto. It seems to be Kefil Inyan B'Milas Shonis. It just repeats itself. The day you ran away, the day you ran away. Only the Pshat is different, because there's a difference between Vayonos and Vayivrach. Like the Nochosh, it says, Vayonos Moshe Miponov, because the snake was running after him. Or it says, that Yosef ran out from Vayonos Vayetze Achutzah, because they were running after him. Or Vayom Ra Vayonos, he was running away, saw a Ronish of Yosef, there was something, danger right in front of them, they could run away, it's called Vayonos. When it says Vayivrach Yaakov Snei Arom, there it says that Esau wasn't running after him, but his mother said that she heard that Esau is waiting for a chance to kill him. That means if there's a Siba, Svara, to run away, but not an imminent danger right away, that's called Vayivrach. Memele, and it fits in all the time when it says Vayivrach or Vayonos, it fits in like this, or it says in the Mishnah and others, it says, I have to remember what the pasuk is, what the Mishnah is in Ovos. But Koponim, that's the difference between Vayonos and Vayivrach. So the pshat is like this. First he was in the Beis Medrash. What? Oh, Avei Borech Min Aver, that's what I meant. Avei Borech Min Aver, because nobody's running after him, but you have to be Borech from the Sibus, the Saboris, that you might come to Avera, so you have to make Siyogim. That's called Borech Min Aver. Thank you, Martha. So Memele, the Pshat is, when they first ran away, Rav Shimon and Yochai and his son, they were in the Beis Medrash. Nobody was actually running after him, they didn't know where they were. But then he had a Svarot, so that was called Yom Nafta, the beginning, the first time they ran away from public eye, and they went to the Beis Medrash, that was called Yom Nafta. Then, when they had a Svarot to run away from the Beis Medrash, they said Noshim Daitun Kalos, even though they weren't right away running after them. So then they went to the Myra, that's called Yom Asher Borachto. So we have Yom Nafta and Yom Asher Borachto.